Visiting today with John Rosa, the legendary John Rosa of Boone County Landfill, Boone County Recycling. Good to have you back. Welcome to September.
Yes, happy September. Wow.
We got Labor Day holiday. You're getting nice, cool weather out there, and it's relatively dry.
Mostly dry, yes.
Mostly dry.
It seems to take a little longer to dry out at the landfill. There's low spots and clay and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
it presents some opportunities for creativity, if you will.
Well, I do know. I did actually have a couple of people saying about the leachate. They didn't realize about all the leachate and how much you're dealing with that, and the Force Main project that's going to be going on. And I you know, until you're making trips out there every once in a while, or have made a trip or two, then you start to go, whoa, there is a lot of stuff we have to deal with here.
A lot more to it, that's for sure. The leachate's ongoing, of course. The garbage is going to keep producing that, and rain doesn't help by any means either. So additional water coming in, and additional water then being hauled into town. So in our leachate Force Main project, we had a meeting last week getting that
coming together. WHKS
started, I guess.
Now, you have engineers that work with you on the landfill, but you went out for this because this is more of a sewer line project.
Yeah, it's pumps and water distribution, you know, pumping to quite a distance, you know, almost 2 miles. It was out of their normal procedure, I guess, and I wanted them to do it, of course, because I have a huge comfort level working with our regular engineers, HLW engineering, and but they're like, nah, we need to do something, we'll help, is basically it. And they have a lot of information. We were talking with WHKS, and HLW engineering was there with Midland Power. They were talking electricity, which was, you know, way over my head about different terms. And, you know, ultimately I'm saying I want something good, I want something that'll pump this stuff, and it'll be
reliable
and last a long time, because we want it there for a life of our landfill plus another 20 to 30 after that. So we want something good, and that was the message I was conveying to them. But our regular engineers, you know, giving the information about surveys and different you know, dimensions and everything, all the engineer speak that they could share to help out. So collaborating everybody together is awesome, and getting that project started slowly. It's one step at a time.
Sure.
But basically about a year from now, you know, we hope to have that fully operational. So it won't happen probably this fiscal year, but it's all right. We'll just keep it rolling.
Get a chance to save a few dollars for it.
And, you know, weather permitting, and if things go faster, maybe it'll go quicker. We'll just have to see. I'm excited to have that going, and it's been a long time in the talking and the making, and now we're in the process. So it's exciting for me anyway.
Well, I'm guessing because from the city side of it, obviously they are hauling material out to you, but this here is something you already are bringing to the wastewater. So the DNR must be a little more receptive to having it coming in diluted.
Yeah, that's right. And it spread it out over, you know, a 24-hour period instead of when we are open, and then
in
we
about
take
45 minutes.
Yeah. run a load out there, dump 3,400 gallons at a time, 3,400-ish gallons at a time, dump that in, you know, 20 minutes, and come back and do it again, and do it as many times as we can in a day. And I think it'd be problematic for the water treatment plant folks to deal with, and they are certainly supportive of the Force Main to be able to pump our stuff in over a longer period of time, spread it out, you know, so many gallons every minute instead of, you know, thousands of gallons in a few minutes. So it's
same
good
kind,
all around.
Same kind of thing you at the landfill. You know, if you're bringing materials in, let's not all bring it in one day, but let's spread it out a little bit so we can deal with it.
Yeah, that's right.
So, well, we know, again, among other things, and we've talked about the work that's going on, you do have a lot of Story County material coming back because other areas, Metro Waste did not want to take it anymore. And, you know, understandable. It was an agreement that you guys had hammered out, and you got a year out of it anyway. But now coming back out to the landfill until they get their operation set up to haul all the way to Carroll.
Yeah.
And that'll be something.
Quite a jaunt, but...
You know, we talked about, because we caught construction demolition. You know, that's you've explained that to listeners before, exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's just not your household waste.
Right. Not your typical MSW is the municipal solid waste. Your household garbage, your kitchen trash, you know, all that stuff. Even maybe some of the garage stuff, you know, the small stuff. If you're cleaning out a garage and you have a bunch of stuff that would normally be used for construction and demolition waste, you know, boards and drywall, that kind of stuff. And then imagine bigger, some other big demolition project of a whole house, for instance. You know, that's a demolition project, and that's all C&D is the other type of waste that we normally accept, I guess. So that's the stuff that's coming back to us this year, this fiscal year, from Story County, where we, like as you said, we had it diverted to Metro for a year, and we were hoping that would continue. They didn't want to. Okay, well, we appreciate the year. I was disappointed that we had to cut it off, but because then it's confusing too, because it's, I'm sure it's annoying to the haulers and the residents in Ames and Story County, kind of like, and I've had the calls. So where does this go now? Well, it's coming back to us. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I thought it was going, I'm sorry. Yes, we tried to get that to work out, to go to Metro on a regular basis for 3 years, but 1 year was enough for them, I guess. So then now it's back to us. But,
well, one of the things too is you're probably seeing more out of Boone County, just because of the building that's going on, and we know we're going to have a demolition project coming up here across the street, actually. So
And any of those, you know, I appreciate being part of the conversations of how do we do this, what's going to be the best, because, you know, the old Kruk building that came down for the veterans building to be built, coming, I believe, and sometime. I don't know if there's a timeline on that yet, but
it's a fundraising part.
Might be a little bit. But when that building was coming down, it was discussed, and, you know, they asked about waiving any tipping fees, and we don't do that for demolition projects. Supervisors have to approve, but it's a delicate subject, I guess, on taking waste at no charge. But, you know, we'd certainly encourage separating the material, which it sounds like they did a great deal of that, taking the material that could be used for road base. So we took any brick and block and concrete pieces. We take that at no charge. We can reuse that, so we can pile that in our riprap pile and then reuse it, so it doesn't really cost us anything. And so then we roll that back to the haulers and the owners. And then metal, of course, you know, let's recycle that instead and divert. So, you know, you look at a massive building and be like, okay, that looks like a lot coming into the landfill, but what else can we do with it? And of course, we can't, you know, look at some of the concrete that may be considered hazardous with any asbestos material mixed into it. There's caulking and insulation and things that are problematic, but you know, sending that in as asbestos and separating that is the better process. And then let's divert the other material for riprap and recycle as much as we can, and then see what's left over that actually has to be buried.
So it takes a little work on your end.
It does.
Or the contractor, because I know some contractors do a very good job of separating out, because they have other sources, or will find other sources.
Yeah, and it certainly is.
Or they might get some money off it.
Right. And, you know, I want to educate people about it. I like being in on the conversation to say, you know, this is why, because it is super, very annoying and frustrating for me when anybody's cleaning out their stuff and they just want to throw it all away. Who cares? So you bring in the metal and the cardboard and all these other, and riprap and block, you just throw it all together and, oh, well, I don't care. Just bury it, you know. Well, I care. And y'all ought to start caring, frankly, just to get it out there, that everyone should be, all the residents and businesses in our county and our service area better start caring, frankly, because I'm not trying to threaten. I'm just saying you need to start caring, because, you know, we're running out of
space. It's going to help with our longevity.
Yes, and I mean, basically, you just throw it all away. Okay, fine. Then you're going to fill it up that whole lot darn faster too. So, and then what? You know, maybe it's not your problem, but you know, down the future, I guess you got to look beyond yourselves and think about the next generations coming to our area, that they might want to have a place for their stuff to go at a reasonable price, because keeping it local is going to be a lot cheaper than sending it in a semi down four counties away, or whatever it might be, wherever it's going to go in those years down the road.
We don't know right now. But,
right. There's, and maybe there's going to be some changes. You know, maybe there will be more process to allowing more landfills to be developed, or maybe there's something new and innovative coming. Maybe those engineers out there need to be the problem solvers can figure out something of how to do this
someone
better.
Someone might have an idea.
But, yeah, that's right.
That works. And again, you know, we talk about us here, but and you've said repeatedly, we're not the only landfill that's going through this issue right now.
Yep. And
there are other parts of the state that are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. And there's big ones over like in Cedar Rapids, Linn County, experiencing that. And that's a lot of waste that to deal with. And you look at the smaller ones, it's, you know, certainly not as impactful when you're talking about, you know, 10,000 ton of garbage coming into a landfill versus Cedar Rapids is in like the 300,000 ton a year. It's alarming the amount of stuff that they would be producing and they're having to send somewhere else. So, yeah, we're not alone, but you know, we're starting to, you know, I think there's information being shared of what's going on and just raising a little more awareness that there's got to be some plans in the future. There's going to be probably regional landfills or something maybe is the solution. Those with space that are made for 100 years of space, maybe they have that. You know, and then that's the ones maybe to utilize and make it larger on a larger scale instead of the smaller ones. If I had that answer.
Good luck selling that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we'll have to see. But. I mean, that would have, I mean, then we're talking going to the legislative level. And, having to have a state program.
Right.
So basically.
Yeah. Doom and gloom.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some of the issues we face.
Yeah.
Perfect example, you know, in its day when they started over in Ames with the materials, the recovery resource.
Yeah.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. And actually, when it first got started, probably worked pretty well. But debris changes.
Yeah, and that was in the 70s. So 50 years later, what's changed? Well, the amount. And you know, look at Iowa State University and all the students coming in and the diversion of that waste coming in to their facility. And can they manage that? Can they burn? And it seems like they're burning less, you know, certainly less per person. You know, you look at the amount.
Well, it's a different kind of waste, too.
Right.
I mean, you know, the kinds that they were doing before. A lot of wood, you know, material, stuff like that. Yeah. But now you're talking, you're getting into the plastics and the things like that.
And the mixtures of them and then the chemical composition and how their facility was made. They were coal burning initially. They converted to natural gas and that didn't go too well because of how those things burn. And the tubes weren't made to accept that. And then you throw in the different types of, as you mentioned, the different chemical mixtures going into it as well and the different plastics. And it's just not real easy to incorporate that. So a lot of changes there, and I don't think it adapted very well.
That's why he's got engineers to help him.
That's right. Sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know, right?
There you go. A couple of big things here. Obviously, another first Saturday coming up. And we always like to remind people that April to November, you do that yard waste, and especially those now because they're transitioning into the fall time, so they might have some of those pesticides, herbicides, things like that, that they're not putting on their yards. Yep. Want to get rid of them properly. The best way, if you don't use it, is bring it out for the household hazardous waste collection.
Yes, and the Saturday one will be coming up. This Saturday is the first one of the month, so we're having that one at the landfill. That's open from 8 to 11 is our Saturday hours. Bring it out. We like it by 10:30 so that we can get things finished up and then be done by 11. So please don't wait till 11 o'clock and show up with that. Get it out there early as possible on that day, but no appointment needed. You can just bring that stuff out. If you want to, you know, dump off your hazardous waste and do that, if you have other things to get rid of, you can still go back over to the scale and weigh in and throw other things away, or your yard waste, it goes into its own spot. Tires that we recycle, appliances, all that stuff. But it's specifically the household hazardous waste, those chemicals, those pesticides, oil-based paint thinner, fluid, whatever's been sitting there that should have been probably handled properly years ago and disposed of accordingly, maybe it's time to get rid of that. So please bring it out on that event. If you can't make it Saturday, you can always call call the landfill and schedule an appointment. 515-433-0591 is our number. And if you can't make it on that Saturday, like I said, call us. We can schedule an appointment. You can drop it off then.
So. Now, we're talking not like a truckload coming up.
Yeah, no. We're a small quantity generator. We are a satellite office for Metro, and huge amounts are problematic. That's stuff. If you bring a truckload, mm-hmm. you may get turned away and sent directly to Bondurant to dispose of that directly to their facility instead. So,
but if you have a big truck and a little thing, that you might be able
to. That's all right.
That's all right. I just say. No, but it is. And then the next one, actually, you're on the road. You're down in Madrid.
Yep. The first Saturday in October, we'll head down to Madrid to St. Malachy's parking lot is where we traditionally do that. Same kind of rules. It's just a direct drop-off. Yeah.
You get that.
And then one more in November.
Usually September, historically, several years ago, we did the river romp stuff. And I know we kind of went away from that, but are we ever looking at maybe sometime some sort of a cleanup along the river? Because you used to do a lot of landlubber stuff, you know, just having people going along.
Yeah.
Picking up that debris, that litter.
Yeah, that certainly helps. You know, it kind of all went to heck back in the COVID time.
Yeah.
And we never really got back on it. We were trying to revamp it a little bit and do it a little bit differently because there were some frustrations with how that all worked out with the romp, but mm-hmm. and the timing and the weather and the river levels and all those things. Tried to do a different spin, and maybe it's time to revisit that and be like, nope, that didn't work, so let's go back to the old way of doing it. So maybe revitalize that, and maybe we never should have gotten away from it. I don't know. We tried something new, but...
Yeah. Maybe part of our Keep Boone County Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Groups that would do that.
Yep.
I mean, that's what Keep Boone County Beautiful is about. And you do have people that sign up for areas and mm-hmm. Stretches of county road, not the highway. That's usually a DOT thing.
Yeah.
So, DOT, DNR, whatever.
Yeah.
But and again, you guys handle all of that, Keep Boone County Beautiful. So.
Yep.
Call,
ask.
Please,
yes.
We'll make it work.
Won't be long till the fall cleanups usually happen with the Adopter Road folks, mm-hmm. too. We encourage that twice a year, though those that adopted the stretches of road to get out and do a second cleaning. Kind of nice to do it before winter. And then after all the snow and stuff from winter and exposes the fresh garbage, then it's time to clean that up again. So.
Yes, and I already know people are already asking about yard waste and yard.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming later.
Yeah.
It's several weeks away.
Let's just go
with that. So there's still time.
Yeah.
Again, make use of it as much as you can. Otherwise, again, we just keep working away on a lot of these things. Any other things? Oh, yeah, I know. I was going to ask because this also is a time now, people back in school and those sorts of things too. But you guys are available to come out and do presentations.
Mm-hmm.
I know during the summer, some organizations or group will have you come in and visit, but... This is, again, for those that are meeting and if they need some sort of information about what's happening with the landfill,
mm-hmm.
you're available.
We are, yes. And whether we come to your classroom or else you could take a field trip, we have money available to help with busing for field trips to bring groups out. It's a meaningful thing. I know it's not, you know, like, wow, we get to go to a landfill. But I feel pretty confident. Well, if you do come out, you get to see the truth, and it is a little more meaningful. And when you start throwing your stuff away, when you throw away whatever into your trash can, you know, do you ever think about what the reality is of where it goes after that? And you can come out and see away. You know, when your garbage goes away, it goes to the landfill. So you can come out and see that firsthand.
You could have a sign there said, "This is a way."
This is a way.
it's
true.
I did want to ask about recycling. Of course, we do have the drop-off location. I'm guessing it was you guys swung in and dropped some gravel in there. I don't know who did, but it took care of some pretty good potholes.
Yeah.
Of course, you got semis in and out of there all the time, too, for Co.
Co actually took care of that for us. We did some repairs on the building, too, but they've always had that. It's kind of their mm-hmm. driveway and stuff, so glad that got taken care of. I know people were calling and complaining to us, you know, that it was us, and it's actually...
we rent space.
Yep.
So basically, and thanks, they let you stay there. That's good.
Yeah.
How's it been going? People getting it down? I still see people haven't quite figured out how to break down cardboard boxes, but that's there are certain things that happen.
Yeah.
And occasionally I happen to see if I drop off something there, someone thought styrofoam was recycled.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not.
Not.
No, it's not a new thing either. It hasn't been recyclable forever. Never around here. So, yeah, it's. I think the Boone one, you know, is better. We get those blips, you know, those things when someone throws a, whatever, a microwave or, I don't know, car parts or some oddity, and always the styrofoam, especially with buy a brand new TV and we see the TV box in there, you just cringe because they're probably shoving the styrofoam back in there. And, and that doesn't work that way. Just because it fits inside the cardboard box does not make it recyclable. So do the right thing with it, please. But for the most part, you know, I think that's a pretty good area, those boxes. Again, the blips, those little you know, times when it's like, darn it. But a lot of it's really good. We still have,
yeah, the biggest share. Occasionally, you're going to have somebody that's always messing up the program.
Yeah.
So.
But, lack of knowledge or lack of caring, it's one of the two.
So but, hopefully, again, most people do care about doing it, getting it done right. Yeah. Are we seeing an increase in numbers? Because that's one of the big things for extending life of the landfill is proper recycling.
Yeah, it had been growing. I'm not sure what this last year. I haven't really pulled up any numbers on that, when I probably should do that, gather, see how we're doing. But the amount of tonnage that we're sending to Shupan, and we'll get reports on those on a regular basis, on what the semi takes. And then we've been hauling our cardboard directly too, so we can count that, of course. And yeah, it's been good. I'd say we're probably holding steady. I don't know if they've had an uptick necessarily, but we had been going, you know, in the 800 to 900, and I think it went up to 1100 a couple of years ago. So I've been maintaining that for a while. So
at least maintaining. We're not going
that's
the
good.
Other direction.
Yep. And then we look for other opportunities too, of what else could we do and can we expand more. I did want to throw in one last reminder about covered loads.
Okay. Had a, 'tis the season, huh?
Yeah, I had a interesting, I guess, almost scary, frightening experience. But, you know, the reason we do that, we're not being, you know, jerks about it, I guess. We are kind of jerks about enforcing the rules because that is the rule. But the impact is my wife and I were headed to Ames and we're going on Highway 30 and South Dakota on-ramp right there. So we're coming on 30, and there's a bunch of cars coming on. So veered over and got over, merged over to the left and let them on. And there's a truck in the front and then a few other cars, you know, and it's taking their own sweet time getting going. And I was going to be able to pass them and look back, look over at the truck that's in the front. In the back, my wife, Julie, says, she's like, what's that? And it's a big flapping thing. I was like, that looks like a gas, like a grill cover tarp flapping and stuff. And it's like, uh-oh, and here comes the gas grill and the tarp flying out of the back of that truck into the lane of traffic as the cars are veering off onto the shoulder and into the left. So, you know, that a gas grill, when we hear the people that often will remind us that, well, I didn't need to tarp that down. It's heavy enough. It won't blow out. Well, you don't get to decide. When you see gas grills coming out of the back of vehicles because you have the cover that acts like a parachute to rip it right out of the back of the truck. And, you know, the tailgate was up. It just went right over the top and boom. And it just exploded onto the road on Highway 30.
Perfect example of why we end up doing it. Well, again, things
get
blow
it there,
out.
You know, take a couple minutes, strap it down, put a tarp over the whole thing. You know, they had a cover on their tarp or their grill, but you didn't strap the thing down. It didn't do any good. So, you know, secure your loads. That's what we always emphasize. And throwing a chunk of plywood over the top of your shingles covers it, but it doesn't really secure it. So you need to strap that down. So secure your loads, please. Be safe. Take a couple minutes and do the right thing. So, and it saves you $25 or $100 when you show up at our facility without it secured. So anyway,
John Rosa,
thank you.
Landfill administrator, recycling coordinator, and his take on that.
There it is.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to visit with you again a little bit later. Thanks for coming in early this week.
You bet. Thank you.